Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
I want to do a quick little debate here.
It looks like a debate is about to break out.
So this woman was mortified because her husband, photoshopped her face onto porn. Some couples often argue if they find out their partner has been watching porn. However, one 25-year-old husband went one step further by actually photoshopping his wife's face onto the porn. And despite thinking she should be flattered by the move, his wife, 35, admitted she was horrified by it. The woman took to Reddit to reveal the situation and asked people whether or not she was being an a-hole. She wrote, "I've been married for 2 years. I recently found out my husband is making images where he photoshops my face onto porn scenes. This made me feel really violated and used. He thinks it's just being silly and it's a compliment.
Yeah.
He thinks I should like it. He's upset that I'm angry about it.
Yeah.
So who's the a-hole?" The two are on definitely totally separate pages.
Definitely.
I mean, it is her image.
Yeah. Right? You're right.
It's her image.
I get it.
She's upset by it.
She obviously doesn't send him nudes.
Probably not.
Yeah, so.
I honestly.
I'm not saying that he's in the right.
I thought it was kind of romantic.
I mean, she's offended by it, so.
He's attracted to her.
There's really nothing that we could say where we're like, oh, you're wrong, because you can't tell a girl that she's wrong about how she feels with something like that. I'm surprised that she's so offended. Because to me, it is a compliment.
I got to put it on the guy, though, because he was doing it for jokes. He wasn't doing it because, like...
What? It says jokes?
But that's what you said. Like, he was doing it essentially for laughs, almost.
Well,
that's what he said. Yeah. Right.
Well, he was watching it.
Yeah, he was...
Okay, this is what happened. He wants to do, like, crazy stuff with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he hasn't had the guts yet to talk to her about it. So then he photoshopped her face onto the things that he wants to do with her.
Yeah.
And that way, when he watches
the
videos,
that he wants her to lose.
Okay, or the weight,
mm-hmm.
And then he watches that, and then it's like he's watching her do it.
Yeah, I mean
that's kind of sweet
to me, though. If he's putting her face, like if he's photoshopping her face out of porn stars that have bodies that aren't even close to hers,
well, that would be rude.
Yeah, yeah.
But sure. But according to this. It's women that look like her body type, her.
Well, then there you go. What's the big deal then? All that means, honey, is that, like, you don't do anything sexy for them.
Thank you.
That's all that means.
That means you're not really trying that hard in the bedroom.
Yeah. Now, if he was, like, putting your face on, like, you know, these porn stars' bodies that are, like, I don't know, they have the biggest boobs you've ever seen and
big,
the biggest
ass.
Butts. And yeah. Then it's like, okay, you could take it almost as a slight as, like, your body is not good. But if he's, like, matching it up to girls that, like, have similar bodies to you, then I don't see what the big deal is.
Has to look rowdy, though, because,
yeah.
You know, not everybody's equal with photoshopping.
Oh, Photoshop's gone a long way.
Yeah, I'm real terrible at photoshopping.
Yeah, so the people, even bad people, are good at Photoshop now.
And you got to think he did one or two for chuckles where he put her face on a Mandingo or something like
that. No, he did not.
Right.
You're adding to the story.
Like, my chick, you know, she's a dummy, and she could Photoshop her ass off now. And I'm just like, how the hell? Like, you know what I mean? Like, she can't, I don't know. She has trouble with, you know, just addition problems and stuff. That's what I'm saying. That's just what I'm saying, like, how far Photoshop's
all right,
came.
Real quick, if we have any ladies listening, I would love to hear your thoughts. Romantic, not romantic. A compliment, not a compliment.
Is she overreacting?
Dudes, do you think she's overreacting?
Ladies, do you think she's overreacting?
Why do you think he was putting her face on these videos again?
And there's ladies listening, like, how if you just think we're totally wrong, like, please.
Yeah, call us out on it.
And maybe we're off base on this one.
You know.
Because as guys, we're like, what's the big deal? Like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? I don't see.
Derek brought up a good point.
But damn, I would be offended, though. You know what I mean? Like, if the roles were reversed, you know, she's putting me on, you know, some porn star male bodies and they got, like, you know, big old 15 inchers or something, I'd be a little upset. Yeah,
you
I'd
might be.
Like,
well, okay. Because that'd be different.
Yeah.
But if she was putting your face on male porn stars with your body, you couldn't really
get upset.
Yeah, well,
my body
upset.
Doesn't do porn. It doesn't.
Let's go.
Can't find anyone in that industry.
Let's go to Jacob. Yes, Jacob.
Man, this guy sounds like a cuck. I mean, just think about it. He's watching his wife get nailed.
Well, right? he like Derek brought up a good point. He may just want to imagine her during, you know, doing that kind of stuff.
I just don't think she does anything.
She doesn't
like that.
Do anything sexy for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like he's curious.
Okay.
Okay. That is true.
I don't know. You could be right. You
could be right. Let's go to Mariah. Yes, Mariah.
Hey, Billy. I don't think y'all are wrong at all. I think, you know, if the girl's not able to do anything like sexual, like freaky or anything like that, I think it's totally fine for him to just Photoshop his girl's picture.
Okay. Would you take it as a compliment if you found this, if you stumbled upon that your man was taking your face and putting it on a woman's body that had the same body and, you know, he made, you know, it was like porns, basically.
Yeah.
Would you take it as a compliment? Like, wow, he really loves me? Or would you be like, wow, this guy's a creep?
No, I would be like, okay, cool. Like, as long as it's me and nobody else, like an ex-girlfriend or something, then I don't think there's a problem.
Really? So okay, she would take it as a compliment.
So good. Like,
one in the compliment category.
Because this girl is taking
Thank
it
you,
like,
Mariah.
Like she just discovered... like this guy doing something like creepy and illegal is
wasn't
how she's
sending
acting
it
like.
To anybody.
Yeah. She's like, oh God, like, you know, like this guy needs to be investigated by the FBI. Like that's how she's acting.
It's very divided though.
Yeah.
Half the people are saying, hey, it's not a big deal. It's actually sweet. The other half are saying the guy's a creep. Let's go to Adrian. Yes,
at least
Adrian.
She has a good face.
What's up, Adrian?
Hi.
What do you think? Compliment or no?
Okay, I can see both sides. I get the husband is like, Dave, I'm doing this, you know, for our relationship, for whatever. But I can also see her side. Like, it's her face that is going on porn sites that she's not aware of.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're kind of putting your own view. Like, if she wanted to put her body or a similar body type with her, like, that's her decision. So I can see why she's offended by that. Like, she didn't give him permission to do that.
For sure.
Now, if he did it and had it for his own use at home.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was. He didn't post. He didn't post this anywhere.
He was making it. Yeah, it's just for his own private alone time.
Yeah. If he posted it, that would be sick.
Yeah.
Okay. That's totally different. Well, I can see that. But, you know, I mean, I'd probably be a little creeped out at first, but probably warm up to the idea if it happened in my personal life.
Now, would you watch it with him and go, wow, I kind of want to do that?
Maybe.
Then you could see what you look like doing that stuff, right?
Right. Okay. You know, give it a chance before you discredit it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Adrian. Appreciate that.
Go ahead.
Well,
I can see where she'd get upset, though. Like, if he's taking a picture that was her and grandma and cuts out grandma and takes her and puts her in the photo, you're going to be upset by that.
Oh, yeah, you should put grandma in the porn then, too.
Yeah, Jeanette.
It's like, where's my grandma?
What's up, Jeanette?
Yes.
What you
got? Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
My husband actually does that. He'll put my face on another porn star, or he'll actually Photoshop my body that I send him nudes of with another porn star.
Really? Are these female porn stars or male porn stars that he's having you do stuff with?
It's a girl. It's just girls.
Just girls.
Just girls. Okay. And so you don't have a problem with this? You know about this?
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. And we actually do our own videos because my husband works a lot away from home.
Sure.
So I'll send him little lingerie shots or nudie shots. We actually record our own videos to, you know, like use those, or we'll go to porn. Like, it doesn't bother us. Like, we know our limit.
Sure. Okay. So do you find this to be kind of almost like sweet?
Yeah. And it's a compliment. I mean, I like the fact that my husband finds me attractive even after being together for 10 years and two kids later.
Wow.
You know,
that's impressive. Like, you don't see that every day.
No, that is really impressive.
I would really like to know the secret there. How do you find a woman attractive after 10 years?
Yeah. What's the secret recipe?
Yeah.
Well, that's well, you said it was rude. Now that I just mentioned it.
What?
It's rude. When you say it back.
How do you
out
find
loud,
a woman attractive that you've been with for 10 years?
Yeah. Amy.
That's a trick.
What do you think, Amy?
Hi.
Hi.
I think it's funny. It would make me laugh,
I couldn't take it serious. But I think the girl, like, being offended is just, like, her own insecurities, overthinking it. I think it's funny, but I think it's, like, if it was my dude just, like, spending his time photoshopping porn, I think it's weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Would you take it as a compliment?
A compliment? I think, how is it a compliment?
Well,
I feel like if it was a compliment.
Well, the compliment is that he is so attracted to you and your image, right?
So then that's on her. She's obviously not making videos. Like, to me, I, you know, like to do whatever with my dude, so I don't have that problem. So, like, if he made it, to me, it'd be a joke. Like, I want to sit there and watch it and be like, oh, wow, that's hot. Like, not at all. I think that's weird. Like, I think it would look funny, like you're saying, it would be weird. I mean, I like my body. I like him, how we are. And if we did watch porn, it would not be photoshopped.
I gotcha. Okay.
Joke.
Yeah, because she says more of a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, Amy. Appreciate that. Let's go to Sean. Yeah, what's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas? How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Look, I think there's some shopping going on, but it's not photoshopping. He's definitely looking for somebody with a better body than what she's got.
Really? See, I didn't.
I think so, man. Because look, what's a woman most self-conscious about? It's her body image, man, for sure.
Okay. So, all right, appreciate that. That could make her feel bad.
Yeah.
Let's go to Billy. What's up, Billy? What do you think?
I mean, I think we're all going about this wrong. We should be thinking about the porn star. I mean, shouldn't she be offended that they're actually covering her face up? I mean, she's the one working hard.
I mean, that's a different way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Nick. What's up, Nick?
What about the dude? He took the extra time before he was going to do, you know, what he planned to do.
Yeah.
And he took the extra time to Photoshop the picture, like, went out of his way.
Right.
She should feel, you know?
She should feel good that he put some work into that.
Right.
Thank you. Let's go to Christy. What's up, Christy?
I love how we've completely spun this.
No, we have.
Like, the guy's a good guy.
So
he's obviously not.
This woman mortified after finding out that her husband had been photoshopping her face onto porn because he was so attracted to her.
I feel dirty. I feel like we just defended a guy and got him off a murder charge, even though we know that he committed the crime.
What's up, Christy? What do you think?
Yes, I honestly get where they're coming from. The guy where he wants to see his woman in those different positions, but I honestly don't think it's right, just because if I am in a relationship and he wants to record me and I tell him, no, I don't want to be recorded. I don't want to do porn live. and then he goes ahead and goes over my head and does it anyway by photoshopping me. I don't know. I think that...
Yeah, it's crossing a boundary.
There's certain type of people. Yeah, and especially I've heard horror stories of people who have done the porn and then they've broken up, and then, like, if it went bad, like, I've heard them post stuff like that when they've done porn.
Those guys
and
are
then,
sick.
Like, yeah, but, like, who's to say that, like, you know, they break up bad, and he's all like, yeah, I'm just going to put this out here with her likeness.
Yeah, true.
Well, then he should go to jail.
That is true.
If it's real or not. So I just, so I totally get, like, I mean, I don't think it's a major deal, but, like, if I've physically said, you know, hey, I don't want to be recorded, or hey, I don't want to do porn, and then you just do it anyway, I think that in itself is wrong.
Yeah. Then maybe she should reevaluate her marriage. But it was very divided. I think that's the most interesting part.
Yeah.
That was very, very divided, because half were like, take it as a compliment. Half were like, the husband's a giant creep.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yeah.
Christy. Let's go to Dirty Bird. Or is it Dirty Birdie?
Dirty Birdie. Hey, guys. I actually think this is going to be like a turn on.
Okay.
Because,
see how
I mean,
divided
it is? Me and my husband... We've been together for 16 years now, and he's kind of brought the swinger stack victim lifestyle, and I've kind of been open to it, and there's so many things every time, oh, we want to do this, we should try to do that. And then you get caught up in everything and you kind of not maybe do stuff like that. But if he ends up like photoshopping my face on stuff that he would want to see, I think that would be a turn on. I'd want to watch it with him.
Wow. And you guys have been together for 16 years. The dirty birdie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you would think it would be a big turn on. And has this given you an idea? Are you going to bring the suggestion to him to Photoshop your face onto these images?
He doesn't need to. I think they post like regular videos of them doing stuff all
the
time.
They
do? Yeah.
How do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Derek's on your timeline.
That's not how that works.
Oh, I know. He's about it. But I mean, it's cool. I mean, he's actually, he's got a lot of videos of like me with other men, and I try to somewhat come over my face just so that he can have it for himself. And if he wanted to post it, go for it. But if he wants to actually, if he sees something online that he wants to like experiment with and he wants to put my face on it, like he's about it, I'm down to do it next time if we do it. But if we don't, I'm like, hell yeah, let's watch it. Let's do it.
Okay. And Derek is checking out your timeline right now.
That's not how that works. A timeline is a community.
Okay.
It's for everybody. I don't go to their profile.
I gotcha. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know what a timeline was.
Yeah, sorry for adding to the call. Sorry, I won't do that.
No, you did great.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No, I'll fall back.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.